This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan
New leaks coming out of the White House just one day before Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to announce a crackdown on the very same thing. The Washington Post obtaining transcripts of official phone calls between President Trump and the leaders of Mexico and Australia.
I'm just wondering if our executive branch has gone to Italy and become a colander dish. How many leaks can there be? And when will it end? Jonathan Emord, FDA Dragon Slayer, leaks. I mean, it's an understatement to say leaks. What's going on over there?
Well, there's more leaks coming out of the White House than the most porous sieve that you can imagine. I don't understand why it's not possible to get a hold on this. I believe that the real primary problem that exists is that there are so many holdovers in the bureaucracy and in the executive branch from the prior administration. Ordinarily, you clean house and replace people entirely. And I think what happened here was a lot more held over. And I think in addition to that, unlike a president who has an ideology that is fits in line with the pre-existing party structure, you have someone who broke the mold and who offended the party leadership. So as a consequence, holdovers who are even Republican, who are loyal primarily to the party and to the leadership in Congress, are suspect as well for trying to undermine Trump's presidency. So I don't think it's entirely Democrats. I think it's probably Republicans who are not sympathetic to him, who are also responsible for undermining his presidency.
And Jonathan, does it go beyond that? Maybe we should ask Cheryl Chumley to chime in. She's got an article on this as well. The deep state, leaks coming from within the deep state that goes beyond Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
I think it does. You know, there are... Oh, go ahead, Jonathan.
No, you go right ahead, Cheryl.
I think it does. I think there are a lot of Republicans, as Jonathan was just mentioning, that are still within the administration, within the executive branch, who would have rather had somebody else in the White House aside from Trump. But going to this recent leaks that the Washington Post jumped on, and now they have a piece out there explaining for those who can't figure it out for themselves why these leaks are so frightening. If you read through what the leaks are, it's internal conversations Trump had with the president of Mexico and with the prime minister of Australia. And when I read through them, it didn't strike me as that frightening. And it didn't strike me as that significant. It seemed like Trump being Trump, the same Trump he presents on the scale from the White House to America, is the same one that he presents behind the scenes. He's tough-talking, he's bold, and he cares about America first. So in terms of what these leaks mean for the significance of America, we need to plug the leaks, be sure. But what the Washington Post jumped on is frightening and, you know, so crucial to get to the American people. I just don't see it.
Well, I think that the president should have a reasonable ability to talk to the leaders from other nations without it being leaked to the Washington Post or elsewhere. But I agree. There's nothing damning in there, in my opinion, about what Trump says, because it's Trump being Trump. But the fact that these leaks are happening, Jonathan, from a lawyer legal perspective, I mean, are there crimes being committed here?
Oh, sure. You've got confidential information. Anything the president says in private is protected from disclosure by federal law. So when he communicates with these foreign leaders, that necessarily, and does so privately, that's you know, subject to protection under the law. The president basically can determine what of his own communications are private and are classified, and what are not. So first of all, that required an act of wiretapping. That required an act of eavesdropping of some sort to obtain verbatim communications made by the president through a phone. So this is no small matter. I mean, this is a big deal. And you can't, it cripples the functioning of the executive branch. The president has to operate many times in as commander in chief, and in diplomacy around the world, has to operate with confidence that he can do so in private, because many times negotiations are so sensitive that revelation of their contents destroys the opportunity, and that redounds to the detriment of the country. So it hurts our vital national interests. This would be particularly true in, for example, coordinating with allies in the war against terror, or in counteracting acts by Russia or China or North mm-hmm. Korea. So there's a lot of danger associated with this type of thing, and the Attorney General's committed to routing it out. And the White House, the new chief of staff of the White House, is likewise committed to terminating or eliminating anyone who's suspected of involvement. It has to be done.
Hmm. Cheryl Chumley, on the issue of Russia and the sanctions, Trump signed this bill to impose more sanctions on Russia, but said, hey, you know, Congress is really screwing things up here, basically. They're tying my hands, my ability to negotiate, do something that's good for America. Wasn't it Ron Paul that said sanctions were equivalent to economic acts of war?
Well, that's how Russia's taken it. They haven't reacted too kindly to Trump signing these new sanctions. And, you know, just as a side note, Trump signed these sanctions knowing that they weren't the best deal, which to me is a sign of bipartisanship. And it's something that Congress could actually take a lesson from. Congress is so busy dithering on all the specifics of Obamacare that they don't want to compromise on anything. And here comes Trump compromising on something that is actually going to tie his hands on the negotiation scale. And the other part of it is that this should kind of relax the media's, you know, frenzy to point Trump as besties with Putin, because obviously Trump cannot be that great friends with Vladimir Putin and with Russia if he's so willing to put sanctions on them that cools relations.
Yeah, and Jonathan, I mean, I don't think Trump's a big fan of Putin. I think he respects him in terms of, you know, he knows he's a player on the main stage and he's no fool. But at the same time, Trump, to negotiate with his hands free to negotiate for America, on behalf of America, I think we would be in a better position than what Congress has done here. What's your perspective?
Well, I think that's right. I think anything that limits the power of the president to pursue America's best interests overseas is a stretch for Congress, because it's invading the exclusive province of the president of the Constitution. I mean, the president, as commander-in-chief and also as the chief diplomat, representative of the nation in the world who negotiates treaties, has an inherent power to proceed. He has to come back to Congress with it, but in the first instance to say you can't take any action to diminish these sanctions without approval from Congress is really trenching on the power of the executive branch, because the president can articulate a vision, can seek to engage in a treaty, and then can bring it back for consideration by Congress. But Congress can't prevent him from acting in the international sphere and negotiating. Negotiating isn't the same as consummating a deal. So if the president is effectively denied the right to even negotiate, then it hampers our ability to pursue our best interests. And also, Trump is no apologist for the actions of the Soviet Union. He's been the most strident of Obama and Trump, without question. Obama's been the most strident in countermanding acts of the Russians. People should not forget what he did in Syria, for example. He took direct military action against Syria to the great chagrin of the Russians, and he's also rebuilt our NATO alliance and has expanded its role. And he's also taking to task North Korea, an ally of Russia, and is reversing gains made by China, even to the point of being willing to impose sanctions on China. Economic sanctions. So there's a misperception that Trump's actions are somehow designed to placate Putin. They're the opposite. He hasn't been. He signed this bill, which is a sign in and of itself that he's willing to impose the sanctions. His beef with the bill is not that the bill punishes Russia, China, and North Korea, but that it hamstrings his ability to function as commander-in-chief and as the chief diplomat in the world.
Well, and then it seems to continue on the left-right, or let's say establishment of both parties, trying to sabotage Trump's ability to do what he was hired by the American people to do, Cheryl.
Well, you're absolutely right, and honestly, this is a message that we are going to see repeated over and over again for the remainder of Trump's White House term. You know, there's a decided anti-Trump movement out there, and it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans, and it's the deep state, it's the intel community and so forth, that will do whatever they can to throw kinks in Donald Trump's ability to govern effectively from the White House. And this is just yet the latest move.
Yes, well, that's why we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, our opening hour with Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times, as well as Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. You can find him at emord.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got some issues regarding immigration, a little controversial. I think one of the reporters was asking Trump, why do you want only people who can speak English? and it's an interesting pushback on that from his spokespeople there. We've got that and the sanctuary city controversy. Sessions wants to cut funding to those cities in terms of crime fighting support. We'll get to that and more, and then Norm Singleton will join us from the Campaign for Liberty as well. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions unveiling rules forcing local law enforcement to give the feds access to jails and to alert them when an illegal immigrant who is facing deportation is released from their custody. This all part of the Attorney General's crackdown to keep sanctuary cities from harboring criminals while using federal taxpayer dollars.
Wow, and, you know, it's the money thing. We'll withhold the money. And it's interesting, that works both ways, Jonathan, with states saying unfunded mandates, you can't force us to do this if you're not going to give us the money to do something. But where does this play in that regard, the sanctuary cities being withheld federal funds because they're not cooperating with the feds?
Yeah, it's great. It's a situation here where we have law violation. I mean, the localities and states that are involved in creating sanctuary cities are saying quite directly, we will not abide by federal law. We will allow people who are here illegally to remain here illegally, and we will protect them even in the event that they have committed crimes. And so they harbor criminals as well as simple illegal aliens, as well as those that have committed violent crimes or have a long criminal history. And the effect has been, you know, catastrophic in many instances. And the feds are simply saying we require adherence to federal law, which has supremacy under the Constitution in the area of international, you know, importation and immigration. Mm-hmm. It's a federal law issue in the first instance, and so the federal government is saying we're going to enforce those laws, and if you don't allow us to enforce those laws, or you encumber our ability to enforce those laws by creating an illegal safe space for criminals, we will withhold funding from you. There's absolutely no reasonable argument against it, as best I can discern.
Well, the controversy is because you have elite Washington reporters yelling and screaming racism and xenophobia, Cheryl. I mean, my goodness, you want people to speak English, and the assumption was that nobody except from England and Australia can speak English.
Well, I find a little bit delicious irony in this, because back when Barack Obama was president and there were a couple of states that were being hit hardest by illegal immigrants crossing in and committing crimes and so forth, those states try to take it on themselves to, enact their own border controls. And the Barack Obama administration came down with the heavy hand, insisting that immigration is a federal issue. And so now you have Jeff Sessions and the Trump White House taking that, making immigration a federal issue. And you have all these left-leaning cities and states wanting to pretend that, oh, no, it's a 10th Amendment right now. It's not a federal issue. We have the right, as, you know, the 10th Amendment to govern our own borders. Well, you can't have it both ways. And so here you have Trump. He's not insisting that migrants coming to this country or refugees speak English. He's just awarding them extra points if they do. It's a point system, a merit-based system for skilled workers, for those who can speak English. They get a little bump in consideration. And I don't see anything wrong with that. That's how we run our government jobs, for crying out loud. You get points for being a minority, points for being a veteran. So it's really no difference.
Well, and I've mentioned this so many times, if you look at the immigration policies of other countries around the world, whether it be New Zealand or Switzerland, for instance, these are two great examples, just try to get in. Just try to get in with no money and no ability to speak the language. Or, you know, in Switzerland, if you're going to immigrate, you are going to learn German and French. I mean, on top of English. So for us to say, you know, we're going to give you some extra points for speaking English, I don't think that's a problem.
I think it's common sense. You know, the people who are in your country, you're not saying that they have to speak only English, but they have to have an understanding in order to communicate with everybody else in the country. That's what America is. We're a melting pot, but we do expect assimilation.
Yeah. Those of you who want to read about the RAISE Act, Cheryl's written a good piece on it at WashingtonTimes.com. We've got the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's so much moving on in the news cycle so quickly, Cheryl. Are you already working on your next articles?
I am. I'm looking at a piece. The Obamacare thing, where Congress gets to exempt itself from certain mandates or certain provisions that the rest of America doesn't, kind of touched a nerve. I did a piece on that, and so I'm going to be looking deeper into some of the perks that Congress gets we don't.
Excellent, excellent. All right, folks, Cheryl Chumley over at Washington Times Opinions page. She's doing great work. I want you to make sure you download her articles are fantastic, so we have them linked. Jonathan E. Moore, are you ready to talk about death by FDA next segment?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's something you know a lot about, and Norm Singleton is also going to join us from the Campaign for Liberty on that. And he did some EPA testimony, interestingly enough. We'll find out about that as well. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank
Revolution
you.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression and power your brand and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sacred Fire of Liberty on the air right now. We got Jonathan Emore joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty as well. I've got news on the United States of Drug America. Too many Americans on too many meds. What happened? How do we get off of them? I've got news about that. I've got some results for you for leaky gut, because there's a big story on that. People want to know, what is that? And we got questions of the day, but that's coming up. Right now, Norm's back. Norm, are you with us from the Campaign for Liberty?
I am.
All right, Norm. So, question. I saw that you testified at an EPA hearing. You were obviously arguing for more regulation, were you not?
Of course I was. No, actually, I was arguing for lowering the cost of gas by repealing the renewable fuel standards and also lowering the cost of food, because this is the law that says that every gallon of gas has to contain a certain amount of ethanol. And it raises our gasoline prices, forces us to use a fuel that might not be the most economically efficient way to produce. And if you're wondering why, well, what do you mean, how does this raise the price of food? Because ethanol is made from corn. And every ear of corn that goes to, or stock or whatever, that goes to ethanol production is an ear that can't be used for food. Now, in some cases, we might be better off. That's not going to high fructose.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, you bring that up, and I say, oh my gosh, the EPA is supposed to protect the environment, and yet they're protecting Monsanto and their biotech industry to genetically engineer corn, and of course, blow it out with glyphosate, which now we find is causing cancer, and the Monsanto has been caught dead to rights in funding kind of astroturf movements against scientists who have revealed these dangers.
Well, the first company to testify in favor of the mandate was Archer Daniels Midland. So maybe, you know, the one way the taxpayer and the consumer could benefit is if there was some sort of steel cage death match between ADM and Monsanto over what corn should be used for. But that aside, it does raise the price of corn. And I remember a few years ago there was a hearing between Ways and Means and Financial Services when I was on the Hill with Ron Paul. One of the interesting things, fact, on the economic crisis in Mexico, one of the interesting things that came out was the ethanol mandate was actually being blamed for food riots in Mexico because one of their staples, of course, is, you know, corn tortillas. Anyone who's ever eaten authentic Mexican food understands that. And FYI, Taco Bell probably doesn't count on that list. Because of because so much corn in Iowa and other states was going into ethanol, the prices were rising in Mexico to the point where a lot of people couldn't afford corn tortillas. So it actually is not an insignificant matter. And what was interesting about the hearing was there was one panel that had myself, several other free market advocates from across the spectrum of libertarian and conservative thought on this issue, for myself, who advocated complete removal, to some who advocated just gradually phasing it out or at least not expanding it or supporting the effort to roll it back. But most of the people testifying were from ADM and other advocates, including some alleged small producers who talked about the jobs and how they needed the money to go through and the standards come through, because one said, you know, I'm paying employees to sit on brooms, which the answer to that is, you know, if you were doing something in the free market, your money would come immediately. You wouldn't have to wait for your government checks.
Sure, sure. And Norm, with all of the money flowing in, because there's a lot of federal subsidy for this, as you say, that come with these ideas, I've even reported on a story last week, and Jonathan, you'll love this one, where they're working on genetically altering corn to be a contraceptive so that if you eat it, you'll no longer be able to have children. I'm not making this up. So this corn stuff and government intervention and these mandates and biotech industries, they're doing Frankenstein stuff.
That's outrageous, but not surprising to me in the least. Having waged war in Vermont and Maine and other states. I can't remember the other third state, but, you know, the legislation that I drafted to have GMOs clearly labeled on the label that passed in those states and then was preempted by federal law from, what was his name, Frank Pallone. Is legislation, but
yeah, I remember the DARC Act, Denying Americans the Right to Know Act. I think they recoined it. But right. I mean, just because you can engineer something genetically and play God doesn't mean you should. And I don't think they discuss ethics, morality in this regard enough.
Yeah, it's there's there's a responsibility on the part of people to avoid selling inherently dangerous things. And, you know, that's a tort, and you can be sued for that, and there are private causes of action. But in the first instance, if you have government policy supporting and protecting a market in these things which would not otherwise exist, you've got a problem. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. These people are doing things and getting government protection for their actions, even to the extent of skewing property rights such that the GMO producers can outflank and outnumber those who produce natural substances, and those who produce natural substances through cross-pollination can find that their crops are inundated with GMOs and that they can no longer call them natural.
Well, and then they're organic. And then they're held as criminal thieves for stealing the biotechnology, even though it was overdrift that was inadvertent because they can't contain their own technology.
Even though it's in fact an act of trespass,
exactly.
A trespass from the GMO farms to the organic farms, and the cause of action should rightly be for trespass and for tortious interference with your business, because the other party is responsible for destroying your ability to have organic crops.
Norm, who out there is clamoring among the American people for more subsidies for corn for fuel? I mean, if the free market were let to decide this, I mean, who wants this?
Iowa farmers who see it as a way to distort to get more government subsidies, because unfortunately a large part of agriculture today has an addiction problem. They're addicted to government checks. Large corporations like Archer Daniels Midland and others who process and refine the fuel, you know, and unfortunately the energy industry, the oil, gas, everything is intertwined with the government, but that doesn't justify subsidizing alternative energies. In fact, alternative energies are the least other thing you don't want subsidized, because when the government subsidizes, it picks winners and losers, and it's history of picking the worst types, the most inefficient types of firms. Mm-hmm. And another point that I made, which is that the very existence of these programs, it also hurts the economy, because it takes these businesses, spend so much money lobbying and so much time and effort in D.C. going to congressional offices. I remember you had lobbyists that used to, before they cracked on the ethics rules, take staffers to lunch. And I remember I would feel guilty sometimes, but I would actually, at least one time, I said to a lobbyist before we sat down, I said, before we do this, I said, you know I work for Ron Paul, right? I just no way I'm going to vote for what you're asking. So if you want to back out, you know, that's fine. I'll just go to the House cafeteria and buy a sandwich. And he said, and he laughed, and he said, no, I understand that. I said, Mike, the client wants me to reach out to every member of the committee, even the ones that we know are against it. And I'm thinking, what a waste of time. And resources, and that's money that could go into creating new products for consumers.
Sure.
I should say, by the way, that sometimes I did wonder if these guys were serious, if their clients wanted to reach out to everyone, or if they were just thinking, like, it's a waste of my time to talk to Norm unless I can con my client into thinking that he should pay for another another lunch.
Right. Who knows why? Maybe he just liked you. And who wouldn't, Norm? You're so likable. It's true. By the way, if you want to deal on biodiesel and other forms of fuel from plants, hemp, number one, doesn't require pesticides, doesn't require genetically engineering it. It grows four times the rate of a forest for all kinds of things that you would get a forest to do. So thankfully, Rand Paul has been great on that in Kentucky, and even got Mitch McConnell in on that.
You can also make a great wallet from that. And if you're ever in Kahlua Island, you can find a great little store that sells hemp products, including hemp wallets. And
nice.
Shout out to my friend Jeff for finding a nice hemp wallet for me when we were in Hawaii.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, there's another article out there, Norm, in the blog at Campaign for Liberty, and I'm going to ask Jonathan to chime in on this as well, because it's something he knows also well. And it's headlined, Senate to Stop Death by FDA. Is this relating once again to the right to try, allowing terminally ill patients to use even unapproved substances or drugs?
Well, you want to talk about people playing God. And I think one of the things that comes to mind here is the Charlie Gord case. and everyone was rightly outraged about that. But our own FDA has been playing God by denying terminal patients the access to what is their last best hope of medical treatment because it hasn't yet been fully approved. So Congress passed right to try legislation, which allows us to for terminally ill patients to get access to to get access to unapproved treatments for their diseases as long as they've gone through, I think it's the first two steps of FDA approval.
Yeah.
It might still not be perfect, but it's better than what we have now, which is just, you know, if you can hold on for another four or five years, we'll give you your treatment.
Yeah, Jonathan, I mean, it's like a few breadcrumbs of freedom, but what if you're not on death's door and you want to try those things? They don't believe that you have the right to do that.
Right. This is government paternalism at its worst. When a person loses control over their body, loses autonomy in the time when they need it most, when they're dying, and they are told, well, look, you have to go through this bureaucratic hoop first. You must take these treatments you don't want, and you must undergo this regimen. And then if it fails, then we'll allow you to try an experimental alternative. Well, look, as long as people are fully informed, they should have the right to choose whatever they want. The burden is on, in the first instance, people who are going to make it available have to do so truthfully.
Yes.
And not be engaged in fraud. If they do that, you should have the free choice to choose whatever treatment you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, fraud and deception, FDA, those two letters, maybe. I call it fear and death, too, but FDA, death by. We're going to see what we can do to reverse that with Norm Singleton and Jonathan E. Mord, even more after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stands up for individual liberty and for the Constitution. That's why he's also known as the FDA Dragon Slayer, taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy who really stands in the way of your ability to freely move about the American cabin, interact economically and in other ways. And that's why we appreciate him so much. Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm had to run from Campaign for Liberty, but he'll be back next week as well. You, again, Jonathan, you've dealt with this death by FDA stuff, and I get so disgusted by it because it's like we're begging for a mere pittance at the end of life to have the freedom to try something, right? What about all of us that are not on death's door that are arguing, hey, you know what? We don't believe we need to resort to toxic chemicals that could just as soon kill us as might help us for cancer, for instance. And we don't want to wait till death's door. And so we have to play a game where the stuff we use doesn't do anything, but maybe it supports a structure or a function. And you know this well because of the Deshaies protections from all those years ago. But there isn't really a freedom of speech associated with using natural substances for healing in this country.
Well, the position the government takes starts from a fundamentally offensive premise that the government knows better than you do what is in your best interest, even in the case of a terminal illness. And that should never have been conceded. That should never have been allowed. It's a fundamental violation of your right to liberty. It deprives you of choice over the most basic decision, which is what you choose to ingest in your battle against disease, or what operation you choose to have in your battle against disease. This is an issue best left, of course, to the private sector and to the interaction between a patient and a doctor in each specific case, and allowing that patient to pursue what they feel most comfortable doing in a situation where, by definition, we're talking about a condition for which FDA-approved drugs have proven failures. We're not talking about situations where FDA's approved drug is the answer in 95, 99% of the cases. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those cases where people are deemed to have a terminal illness. And in those situations, the government is just very, very grossly presuming that it can rule. Mm-hmm. Your choices govern what happens to you and dictate the outcome, essentially, by making those choices. And this comes oftentimes at the strong disagreement of the attending physicians, at the strong disagreement of the patient, and ultimately, even when forced into the government-chosen path, to the disagreement, really, of just about anybody who comes into contact with it, and yet they persist.
Yes.
And it's grotesque. I mean, this is the nation that defines itself based on our commitment to liberty, and yet we allow the Food and Drug Administration, the federal government, to override the free choice of terminally ill patients. It's grotesque.
Yeah, well, much less the health ones, the healthy ones. The founding fathers would not recognize this country because they knew we were creatures not of government but of God. And to put government in that role, in other words, the American people, by and large, Jonathan, most of them believe that their rights come from government. And it's so wrong. It's so far from where we originated that I wonder if we can get it back.
Well, I would certainly hope that we can get it back. I think that, I'm confident we will, but I believe that right now many people are deluded into thinking, first of all, they fail to recognize that they have rights, inalienable rights, that are theirs due to no other necessity for argument other than that they were born. I mean, we have a Lockean philosophical foundation for rights theory in this country that the founding fathers fully embraced, that rights are God-given, that they come to you as a birthright, that the state is obliged to protect those rights, and that when it becomes destructive of those rights, it's the right of the people to revolt. And they justified the American Revolution precisely on that premise, that a denial of individual rights by an oppressive ministry and ultimately admitted by the founders, the king of England, deprived us of our rights to life, liberty, and property, deprived us of our rights to a jury trial and so on, of our peers.
Well, but
we have to come back to recognizing what our founding principles were.
Yeah, well, and that's why I'm so glad you're there. Again, I've asked you many times. I don't know how you do it, but I'm glad you're doing it, fighting for liberty there in the district, and of course around the country for those who are standing up as well for that right that comes from a far higher place than government. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with me each and every week.
You're welcome.
Remember, folks, the power to heal is definitely yours, and I've got that more after the news break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.